Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today I want to talk about 2 Chronicles 19:2. See, there are a lot of people today who teach that in order for America to be blessed, we need to support Israel militarily. And if we don't support Israel, if we don't back Israel, God's going to curse us as a nation, but that God will bless us if we support Israel militarily. Now, this is the exact opposite of what the Bible teaches. We have a perfect example of this in 2 Chronicles 19. Because here's a man named Jehoshaphat that is going to go to war to help the nation of Israel. Jehoshaphat is going to be allied with Israel. He's going to be pro-Israel, and he's going to help them militarily. Listen to what God tells him in chapter 19, verse 2. And Jehu, the son of Hanani the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." So at this time in history, the nation of Israel was ungodly and hated the Lord. And so Jehoshaphat is being rebuked by God for helping them militarily. He said, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." So here, when Jehoshaphat wants to support Israel militarily, instead of being blessed with Abraham, as people will try to tell us today, America will be blessed if we'll support Israel. Instead of being blessed, the Bible says God's wrath is on him for helping the ungodly and for loving those that hate the Lord. And we know that today, the modern state of Israel is an ungodly place. First of all, they reject the Lord Jesus Christ. 99% of those that are Jews over there reject the Lord Jesus Christ. That in itself makes them ungodly. They blaspheme Christ in their holy book, the Talmud. And also there's a lot of sodomy and homosexuality in Israel today. There are gay pride parades go down the streets of Jerusalem. There are abortion clinics in Israel. There's all kinds of wickedness and ungodliness, and it's a Christ-rejecting wicked place. So why should we believe that we're supposed to just help Israel militarily no matter what, when we have an exact parallel here with Jehoshaphat wanting to go help Israel militarily, and God rebukes him for it? Instead of getting a blessing, he gets God's wrath.